Replace it, you hear me?
What? Yes.
Okay, one second. I'm coming. Hold on. Okay. Some technical difficulties, but now we're back. Baruch Hashem. Okay, just to get back into it, a little Chazaras Hashir, and then we'll take it to the next step. Pretty cool. We discussed that Shabbos is a personality. It's not just a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah called Shabbos. And in fact, it has a dual personality. The Shomer, a Nekeva at night, Belaila, and then the Zachar, which is a Bechina Zachar, which is by day. That's the two Bechina, Zachar v'Shomer. And in every type of Zachar Nekeva, every type of dynamic of a pair, of a couple, there has to be the other side. And we discussed that because I'll say that Klal Yisrael is the Ben Zug of Shabbos. So Klal Yisrael is married to Shabbos. Every one of us is married to Shabbos. We are its Ben Zug. So we have the relationship. If Shabbos is a Nekeva at night and a Zacha by day, then our relationship with her has to be inverted, that we are a Zachar by night, because she's a Nekeva by night. And by day, we are a Nekeva, because by day, she's the Zohar. So there's a marriage going on. There's a dynamic going on between us and her. And sometimes we're her Ben Zug, we're the Zohar, and sometimes we're her Bas Zug. Sometimes we're the Nekeva. And it's Mavur in the Chazal, differently showing it's Chazal. Sometimes it says Ben Zug, and sometimes it says Bas Zug. When we're referring to Shabbos being a Shomer, then we are her Ben Zug. When we're referring to Shabbos as being a Zohar, then we are her Bas Zug. But there's that dynamic that we are influencing one another. We're being mashpia on one another. And the kids, we're married to Shabbos. So first, Kaidim Kol, I think we probably no one ever wished us a Mazel Tov, but I'll take the opportunity right now to wish everyone a Mazel Tov. You got married to Shabbos. We're all married to Shabbos. And we get married to Shabbos Kiseida every single week. And our job is, like we said from the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, is lastly says a Shabbos, to make the Shabbos. We have to be making the Shabbos. We have to be misaking the Menashlim the Shabbos. She was created a bit of a chasar, and it's our job to be mashpia and mashlim halak, just like every zochah nekeva and every peer. And if we're misharim Shabbos achas ketikna, at that point, with his both bechinas of Zohar and Shomer, then would be Nigal and Miyad. And the Sfarim says, Klal Yisrael in its totality has that, that if the Gan's Klal Yisrael will keep one Shabbos, will be Miyad Nigalin. And everyone individually also has that. Even if Chulila Klal Yisrael is not keeping the Shabbos, not everyone in Klal Yisrael, but if we ourselves, one of us, whoever it is, keeps Shabbos completely, he himself will have a geula. He'll have Yeshuas from his tzaris. He'll have a Nigalin Miyad from whatever he's dealing with. Because keeping Shabbos is a tikkun, is a mashlim debriya. When you mashlim debriya, you bring a gula, either gula la'olam or at least a gula pratis for yourself. Then I want to take it to the next step. And we talk about Shabbos, we're married to Shabbos. We were actually married to Shabbos every single week. Every week we have another L'cha Doidi. We greet the Shabbos Kala Malkasa. We greet her. Every week she's a Kala. And every week we're ushering her into the Chuppah, bringing her into our Chuppah. So we're remarrying her every week. And I would suggest that the Yemei Achoyel, the weekdays that we find in between, is a similar concept what we find by an Ish V'Ishtoy, by a Nida. There's the days that they're on and there are days that they're off. And the Gemara says that, the purpose of Nida is to create a Chavibus al-Bayla when she's off. So when she comes back on, that is refreshed, that refresh rejuvenation, that Simcha of the Yichud together. And that's the same thing with Shabbos. Every week we have Shabbos and we delight in Shabbos. When it comes to Yemei Sachol, the weekdays, there's a damper back to the humdrum of life. And then comes Shabbos again. Once again, we're excited that Baruch Hashem, we're married again. We have a spouse called Shabbos, and we reunite with Shabbos. But if you think about it, Rabbi Yisai, if we're married to Shabbos, then it comes with a gewaldige achrayis. If we're married to Shabbos, then we're responsible to take care of her. We're responsible to engage with her. We have to deal and influence one another. We have to be with her. Can you imagine a spouse, a husband, who ignores his wife? A horrific situation. She'll be miserable beyond. Miserable beyond. And it won't be just she'll be miserable beyond. He'll be miserable beyond. If he ignores her, he doesn't satisfy all of her needs. He's not there for her day in and day out. He's not there for her to be in her company and be lava and hold her hand and be mechazika, whatever goes on in life, and guide her and whatever part and parcel of a marriage. If he doesn't do that in its fullest extent, she's miserable. And not only she's miserable, but he'll be miserable. He won't have any sipuk. He won't have any simcha. Those people are having hard times with shalom bayis. It doesn't just affect the party who's the victim. It affects both parties. Both parties are not happy in the metzias. This week alone, I dealt with three different shalom bayis situations. I'm going to focus on one of them. She wasn't getting the sipuk, the time, the appreciation that her husband should be giving up. And the husband wasn't schlecht. The husband was good. The husband just didn't realize what it meant. She was miserable. She was crying. She had no tainess on her husband. She had nothing. He was a good guy. He's a masmid. He's great. She had no tainess on her husband, but she was crying, pashut, because she was miserable. She didn't understand what this is marriage what about. She's so lonely. She's so alone that she doesn't have her husband with her when she needs him. It's a miserable setting. We're married to Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. If we don't make a to-do about Shabbos, if we don't care about Shabbos, if we don't think about Shabbos constantly, she's miserable. And then we can't enjoy our Shabbos. We're not going to enjoy this marriage. If she's miserable, then we're going to be miserable. It has to be that we're in it together, that we care about Shabbos. And let's take it apart. What does it mean to be the Zug of Shabbos, that Achrayis, Gevaldik Achrayis? The Michtam Elio says that at night, when Shabbos is entering, the she's a Bechinas Nukva, she's a Nekeva, Mamela, we have to be Mashbi on her Kedusha, because we're the Zachar. At night, and she's the Nekeva, we are the Zachar, so we have to be Mashbi on her. And by day, when she's the Zachar, when she's already fortified in the Kedusha Shabbos, and now she's elevated to the Madrega of a Zachar, so now we become the Nekeva, and now we have to receive from Shabbos. We have to receive the Bracha and the Kedusha of Shabbos. We have to be on the receiving end of that relationship. Some of who like that in Reb Tzadok HaKohen as well. Many Hokas and Yosef say the same thing. At night, with the mashpi on us, we have to be mekadesh, we have to build her up. We have to be mashma. Lasi says the Shabbos. And by day, we have to be on the receiving end. Did you notice, Rabbi Isai, that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to make kiddush? And when is this mitzvah to make kiddush? At night. The fact that we make kiddush by yom is midrabanan, kiddush rabba. But the mitzvah derives is to make kiddush by night. And the chay, the pshat is because by night she's in a cave, but we have to be mekadisha. We have to be lasis es hashabbos. We have to make her. So we have to be mekadisha. By day that she's a zachar, we don't have to be mekadisha. She's already mekudish va'imed. She doesn't need, she's, her kedusha is kviya v'kaimba. She doesn't need our kedusha. Sorry, the chsan soifa, and simen lamed. And he says it's cool, kedusha rabba, gvaldika kedusha, by day, it's a kashtiko euphemism. It's really not the real kedusha. But there it is, it's giving the reason why it's only the rabbanan. Because her kedusha is so rabba by day, because kvoid yoyim is adif mikvoid laila, so therefore it doesn't need a kiddush. By night it needs a kiddush. By day it doesn't need a kiddush because she's so kaddish va'imid. Because of the Kedusha Tayyim, she's a Zachar. By day, she's already a Zachar. Rabbi Isai, I think all of us, when we got married, we had a chosen shmuz. Even though we know how to deal with other bachrim, and we know how to deal in the duam, we could deal in the shir, we could deal with fights, we had no idea how to deal with a wife. So we need that chosen shmuz. And the women get their kala class because, again, they know how to deal with their friends, but they don't know how to deal with a man, with a zalka. So you need that chosen shmuz to give you focus and just open up your eyes of what that other gender needs. What it's a different metzias. Zalka and akeva are two different metziases. And we need that chosen shmuz to be able to understand and appreciate her and understand her needs and to be able to fulfill her needs. What a shod that we didn't have a chosen shmuz when we got married to Shabbos. Wouldn't it have been great when it came to a bat mitzvah? When we had a bat mitzvah, we should have then had a chosen shmuz. We had a chosen shmuz of how to deal with Shabbos, that first Friday night that we Shabbos is ushered in. We're marrying Shabbos. We haven't got the foggiest idea what to do. It would be gewaldig to have a chosen shmuz. So I'm going to try to give a chosen shmuz about Shabbos. We'll try to work on it together. And it's a concept, we'll figure out what the chosen shmuz should be with a wife. Just give the Rashi Prokin. And then we'll try to apply it to Shabbos. Because it's really identical. Because Shabbos is the Nekeva. So we need to have that chosen shmuz in Nekeva. And it's punkfaket. By day, we need the chosen shmuz inverted. But at least we need the chazan shmuz by night. Let's talk about what it means that we're the zach and she's in the keva. So let's talk about marriage. I'm going to share with you a concept. We all know the lashon called reim ahuvim. It's part of the Birchas Sheva Brachas. Reim is a very starker word of friendship. We have many chazal, psukim, tanakh, have many words that define friendship. A chaver, reya is much stronger. L'man achai v'rei, it's even stronger than a brother. There's achai and then there's rei. Rei is even stronger than a brother. A rei, a chosin and kala are called reim ahuvim. Why is a chosin and kala called reim ahuvim? Why are they called reim? What's the shayrish of rei? Where is it coming from? What's the shayrish of rei? Reish ayin means ra. What's the shayrish of rei? So I want to share with you a pshat from a kadman, a rishon, Rav Matizio Yitzhari. He has a pirush on Ovis. And Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, when it talks about someone who learns Torah Lishma is Naser Reya, he explains what the word Reya means. And he says, Reya, the shayush of Reya is from Ra'ayon, your thought, what you're thinking about. He says, when you have a very close friend, you're thinking about him all the time. You could be working and you're thinking about him consciously or subconsciously. When you're eating, when you're drinking, when you're playing, whatever you're doing, in the back of the mind, you're trying to think how I could be mative to that Rea, to my best friend. And where does it come out the most? By a couple, by a husband and wife. The husband thinks about his wife every single day and every hour and every minute of the waking day. He's thinking about his wife, Kiseida. It's a Rea Mahuvim. A Rea Mahuvim is when this couple, the husband thinking about the wife constantly and the wife is thinking about the husband constantly. He says, that's why Chazal coined the word Rea Mahuvim for the bracha of Chasen Nekala, because they are the Shvitz Reim. They're Rea Mahuvim. It's constantly on their mind. No matter what they're doing, he said, that they don't really get distracted from the fact that they're thinking about their spouse. Because in the back of their mind, their spouse is on their mind all the time. How I could be mative, how I could help her, what could I do? Today she had a bad day, how am I going to appease her, how am I going to give a chizik? That's Reyim, that's in and of Reyim. Rabbi said it's the same thing with Shabbos. We're married to Shabbos, we have an achrayis to constantly think about it, Shabbos. She's our Reya. And that's what it says in the pasuk, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. Think about Shabbos. And there are different drushes of Chazal, but they all had the same common denominator. Either it's Zoch as Yom HaShabbos, like Beis Shammai, that every single day of the week, when he found something special, oh, he found an animal, this is for Shabbos. On Sunday, he bought an animal, that's for Shabbos. He's saving it for Shabbos. Shabbos is special. I want this to be for my wife. Comes Monday, he found something even nicer, so he ate up the animal on Sunday, and he now is saving the Monday's ox, the Monday's shor. For his wife, because it's even better. And Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, every single day, he's thinking about Shabbos. He wants something special for Shabbos. And the other pshat in Chazal is Zochas Yom HaShabbos. Lekatre means that every single day of the week, you have to follow after Shabbos. In the Lashon HaKodesh, we don't refer to Yom Rishon as Sunday, or Yom Sheni as Monday. That's a Goyish concept. Because I'll say it's a Goyish concept. What we're supposed to refer to Yom Rishon is Sunday is called Yom Rishon. It's Yom Rishon Shal Shabbos. It's the first day towards Shabbos. Yom Sheni Shal Shabbos. Yom Shlishi Shal Shabbos. Every day of the week is revolving around Shabbos. We're constantly thinking about Shabbos. It's on our mind, Kiseida. That's what Shabbos is about. It has to be on our mind, Kiseida. That Zoch is Yom HaShabbos. I want to take it to a bit deeper, Rabbi Yisai. A drop deeper. The Gemara in Beya, the Gemara in Shabbos, says, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moisha, Matana Toiva Yesh Li Bebeis Ginzai, I have a special Matana that's in my storage house, my treasure house. V'Shabbos Shuman, it's called Shabbos. V'ani mevakesh litna l'Yisrael, and I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. I want to give this gevaldik matana to Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara goes back and forth. At the end of the Gemara says, what is this matana toiva? It's the neshama yisera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to a person erev Shabbos, and it leaves the person mitzoy Shabbos. Matana toiva, which is called Shabbos, is the neshama yisera. We get the Neshama Yisera every Shabbos. And that's Gufo called Shabbos. We get it on the onset of Shabbos. And the Sfarim say it's Soid Olam Haba. It comes from Olam Haba. It's a trickle of Olam Haba. Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos, we know, is Me'ein Olam Haba. And that's what we're getting every Shabbos. And the Teres Chaim says in Sanhedrin Tzaditeh Samar Aleph, and the Goyin says it as well in Bira Goddess in Bava Kamala Mebeis, on Mebeis, that when we say Kabbalah Shabbos, Boyu Venetze Likras Shabbos Kala Malkasa, who are we going out to greet? We're going out to greet the Neshama Yisera. That is when the Neshama Yisera enters us at the end of Kabbalah Shabbos. When we're saying Boy Venetzi Likra Shabbos Malkasa, we're going out to the Shabbos, which is Neshama Yisera. Neshama Yisera is called Shabbos. Now, Lechayer, think about it a moment. First, why is it called Shabbos? It must be has some correlation to Shabbos. It's needed for Shabbos. And altogether, it's interesting. We get it, and then it leaves Vayi of the Nefesh, Vayi Nofash, Vayi of the Nefesh, it leaves Matzai Shabbos. So we get it for like 25 hours, 26 hours, and it's gone. So what are we gaining from this? What's the purpose? What are we gaining from this? So on Shabbos, we have a Lev Rochav, and we could daven better and have more amuna and learn better and eat better. But what's the purpose, Rabbi is saying? It seems that the purpose of the Neshama Yisera is to give us the tools how to interact with Shabbos. We need that Nefesh Rochava to be able to connect with Shabbos. And that's why it's called Shabbos. It's the tools that we connect with Shabbos. It's through our Neshama Yisera. We could learn better and we could eat better because we have a chiv to be ma'anik the Shabbos too. It's whatever is needed to be mated to Shabbos, to be that good husband for Shabbos, to be that good spouse, that's what the Neshama Yisera is serving. That's the purpose. Even to us, to be able to serve and promote Shabbos, to be mechabed, be mekadesh Shabbos. And Rabbi Yisai, the Sforim say, chalila v'chas, if a person's oivin aveira on Shabbos, he's mechalel Shabbos, one time, he's mechalel Shabbos. Or, he gets bekas on Shabbos. He gets angry on Shabbos. Which did you ever notice that for some reason Friday afternoons and Shabbos, it's more olul to get excited? The Yetzirah is working overtime to shteras, like the Gemara and Gittin on Nun Beis. He's trying to shteras. It's if we get excited on Shabbos, bekas, or we have we're down on Shabbos, we're depressed on Shabbos, it's a chilul in the Shabbos. Where it's an affront to Shabbos. And the Sfarim say that if a person's mechalo Shabbos, could be even b'shoigeg, if a person's mechalo Shabbos even once, then he runs the risk that his neshama yisera leaves him. At the onset of Shabbos, we're at a high. Sometimes by Shabbos day, we're not at that high anymore because we don't have that neshama yisera anymore. We lost it. Many of the Sfarim say that's what we need the Neshama Yisera for, and we have to hold on to the Neshama Yisera. It's our job to be responsible to hold on to that Neshama Yisera. Neshama v'nei Yisrael es Shabbos. We have to be shame of that Shabbos. We have to be shame of the Neshama Yisera. The Divrei Chachamim, he's a Kadmon, lived like 500 years ago. He says, did you notice that by Ma'ariv, right after the bracha of Ashkivenu, we say Vishama Vnei Yisrael as Shabbos, we're mafsik between Birchas Kriyishma and Tfila, something that we're not supposed to be doing. That's to be a smicha gulu l'tfila. And he says that pshat is because the Arizal says, when do we get the Neshama Yisera? At the end of the bracha of Ashkivenu, Peri Sukkah Shalom, that the priest of Sukkah Shalom is the Neshama Yisera. So right afterwards, we say Vishama Vnei Yisrael as Shabbos. We have to take care of Shabbos. You have to make sure not to be mechalel the Shabbos and not to lose that neshama yisera. He marshals two zoyas in Vayikra. That's why he touches it up. The chida, the rachaim kodesh says that tigol nafsha, the neshama yisera is defiled. If you're mechalel Shabbos once, you mechalel Shabbos, the neshama yisera gets defiled. She's nimnas and she leaves. She doesn't want to stay in such a mensch who's mechalo de Shabbos. The Chidah teaches up a pasuk, a novi like that. We have to take care of the neshama. We have to take endosh yasa zois is to keep Shabbos, and we have to hold on to the neshama yisera. The neshama yisera is our tool to connect with Shabbos, but if we mechalo de Shabbos in any which way, the Neshama Yisera leaves us. And why does it leave us, Rabbi Yisai? That was its purpose, that we should connect with Shabbos. We have to be ma'anig the Shabbos. And if we don't do that, if we are not nice, we're obnoxious to Shabbos, we don't take care of Shabbos properly, so then we lose our Neshama Yisera. We lose the Shabbos. Neshama Yisera is Shabbos. We lose the Shabbos. Because we're not a good husband. If you're not a good husband, you get divorced, Chalila. If you're not taking care of your wife, she's leaving you. If you don't take care of the Shabbos, then the Neshama Yisera is leaving us. That's the point. That's how Vayda goes. And that's the Bechina. Think about it, Rabbi. That's the Bechina of Shomer. The Shomu v'nei Yisrael l'shabbos. Shomu is a Shabbos. We have to take care of Shabbos. We have to hold on to Shabbos. That is Neshama Yisera. So now, Rabbis, if you think about it, if you think about the Chosin Shmuz, you know, wouldn't it have been nice to have a Chosin Shmuz? We had a Chosin Shmuz. In fact, we were zoicha to have a Chosin Shmuz from the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. The Chosin Shmuz for every year of to take care of Shabbos is in Aseres Adibris, Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekachoy, and Shomes Yom HaShabbos Lekachoy. It's Shomer v'Zochar. That is the Musa Shmuz to take care of Shabbos. We have to take care of Shabbos through Zochar and Shomer. We have to constantly think about the Shabbos. It's always on our mind, just like a wife. And we have to be Shomer Shabbos. We have to make sure not to be Mechalo Shabbos in any which way. Not to be Bekas, not to be Mechalo of the Raises, the Rabbanans. Kulila Bechaz, a person Mechalo, he reduces his Neshama Yisera. We have to hold on to the Neshama Yisera. And we have levels, Rabbi Yisai. The more we ma'aneg the Shabbos, if we treat the Shabbos, mechabed the Shabbos, we buy special food for Shabbos and clothing, levush nekiya, everything has to be special for Shabbos. The more we do that, then the more of the neshama yisera we're zeicha to. It's l'toiv and l'mutav. If we blow it, we blow the neshama yisera. Shabbos runs away from us. And if we mahana the Shabbos, mechabed the Shabbos, we treat our wife nicely, then we have a better wife. Then we have a better Shabbos. Then we have a better Neshama Yisera. They have more of a Neshama Yisera. That's the inin of Neshama Yisera. It's the inin of Shabbos. That's the shmuz that we need. The chosin shmuz of how to treat Shabbos. That's the purpose of Shabbos. We have to connect with Shabbos. It's an achrayis, Rabbi Yisai. We're married to Shabbos. She only has us as a husband. There's no other husband that she has. If we blow our job, she's lost. She's divorced. She's single. We're the only ones who could do it for her. That's the inin of Shabbos. Just want to be Messiah, Rabbi Yisai. Is that we know that whenever Zoch and Neshama come together, the Zoch and Neshama come together, they create toldos. They have offspring, whether it's in humans, in the animal kingdom, it would be trees, plants, wherever it is. When the Zoch and Neshama work in tandem, it creates toldos. There's offspring coming out of it. When we are together with Shabbos, what's the toldos that come out of it? The toldos is the bracha that comes for the entire week that comes from Shabbos. The kedusha that comes out of Shabbos, that connection with Shabbos that comes out for the entire week. And what's the ikka toldos that comes out of Shabbos? What's the ikka toldos that comes out of this marriage? What's the point of us, of Yisrael, and Shabbos? So the Torah says in Arachaim Simon Reis Tzadi Beis, he quotes a medrash, Yisrael v'Shabbos, each one of us, ame'idin ala Kadosh Baruch Hu shu echad. Shabbos gives testimony that Kadosh Baruch Hu is echad, and Klal Yisrael, the Am Echad, gives testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad. When we come and we make a pair together, we couple up with Shabbos, and we have that objective to create the toldos. What's the toldos? What's the purpose of this marriage? The purpose of this marriage is to scream, to give testimony that as Hashem is Echad, Yehuda Yisbarach. That's the purpose of Shabbos. And that's the purpose of Klal Yisrael. And the purpose of this marriage is to bring out, to be made on a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Echad. We say Vayichulu at Friday night, standing, it's Eidus. The purpose of Shabbos, of our relation together with Shabbos, is that the offspring of our marriage should come out, that should be more Hakara in the world, that Hashem is Echad, that there's nothing else. Hakara for the world and Hakara for ourselves. And that Kedusha and that Havana remains with us for the rest of the week. We live off of Shabbos. We live off of this marriage. We live off the periods of Shabbos. The bracha of Shabbos for the week, the kedusha of Shabbos for the week, that's what we live off of. And we live off of that relationship to create that toldo that Hashem is Echad. We have that Yehuda Yisbarach, that's an injection of emunah, an injection of bitachin in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for the entire week. That is what we have when we marry Shabbos. And those who marry Shabbos better, those who have more of a neshama yisera, not every yid has the same neshama yisera. Maybe we'll discuss about it a different time, maybe next time. Not every yid has the same sham neser. The Sfarim Dezayah says that everyone is different on different levels. And even the same yid doesn't have the same sham neser every Shabbos, even every minute of Shabbos. It depends how much he invests in Shabbos, how much he's mechabed Shabbos, how much he's medactic in hukkah Shabbos, how much he's mechabed ha with macholim and ksos and whatever she, how much he learns on Shabbos, how much he's mekadesh the Shabbos. The more a person is mekadesh the Shabbos, the more a person learns on Shabbos, then the more of a neshama yisera he has, and the more kedusha and bracha he has for the entire week. And chulila v'chas lehepoch, if he's mezalzel in Shabbos, he's misalim ayin from Shabbos. He ignores it. He doesn't really there. He's not really there for her. Shabbos is just another day of the week, just a different schedule. But he's not excited with her, and he's not doing something with her, and he's not being Isaac with her. He's not making a tadu about Shabbos. He's not lasi sita Shabbos. He's not making her. Then he loses his neshama yaseira. Then he doesn't have Shabbos either. Neshama yaseira leaves him, and he lost his Shabbos. Become just another day of the week. To hold on to that Shabbos, Rabbi said, I give you a bracha. You should all be zeicha. You should all be zeicha to hold on to the Shabbos, v'shom b'nei Yisrael to the Shabbos, to have a shtak in the Shom Yisrael, to have appreciation for Shabbos the way it's supposed to be careful, be nizar on Shabbos, to be mekayim, the zocher of Shabbos constantly on our mind, and the shomer of Shabbos, to constantly be medactic in its mitzvahs. There's no way we could be medactic in Hilchos Shabbos unless we learn Hilchos Shabbos. Rav Yisrael writes in the Zagdama that if a person doesn't constantly learn Hilchos Shabbos, inevitably he'll be mechalul the Shabbos. And if so, chalila v'chas, he loses in the Shom Yisrael. We should be zeicha to be medactic b'chol hilchoseh, b'chol prater. We should be zeicha to have the zocha of Shabbos, the shomer of Shabbos, the oinig of Shabbos, v'chibadetoy, to be mechabit Shabbos properly. We should be zeicha to have a shtark in the Shom Yisrael. And with that, we'll have bracha and kedusha bayos for the entire week. Shkoy for listening, Rabbi Yisrael.
Why is Koyim Chomer? If we are being mechabed Shabbos, so why aren't we mechabed Shtarker by Belila?
Our job by Lila, you're right. Our job by Lila is to be the Zocha, to be the Mashpia, but Kvoid Yom Adif, the covet of the day is better, because by day she's a Zocha. For example, Avada is an Indian that a husband has to be mechabed his wife. But Koshigin is the Indian that a wife has to be mechabed her husband. The whole Indian of the marriage, the chosin shmuz I gave you was a chosin shmuz mitzad the zocher, right? But we could have now a chosin, a kala shmuz, we'll call it, how a kala is supposed to treat her husband and put him on a pedestal and be makshiv him like he's an odoin and he's a melech, like the loshonis of the Rambam and others. And it's a different way. And that's our job too. But Yom HaShabbos, have a different avodah. I didn't get to it, but our avodah is then to be makabel and be mechabed the Shabbos. So kvoid yom is adif, because then our job is to be mechabed and promote it all the way up. We have to mamish make an asik about Shabbos and chaperein every minute of Shabbos and to learn and to be stark about Shabbos. And then if we mechabed it properly, like a wife to a husband, then we tap into the Shabbos. At night, we're tapping in a different way. We're tapping by the mashbi on her. We're being mechabed like a husband mechabed his wife, and he's mechazik a different Indian. And he's both are, you have to have the rayon. Rei Mahuban goes both directions. Constantly thinking about Shabbos, night, day, on the Thursday afternoon like now. No matter what, we have to constantly be thinking about Shabbos. In the back of mind is Uy Shabbos, Yem Hei Le Shabbos. Right? Every day in the morning, we Shir Shir Liyem Shabbos. What are we saying? Right, it's Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. It's always about Shabbos. We don't let go of Shabbos. We're constantly thinking about Shabbos. But you see, it's a different avoid. You hear what I'm saying? At night, it's like the husband does to a wife, and by day, it's what the wife does to her husband. And that the exact same cost in Shmuel Kala Shmuz is what we need right now with Shabbos. And who gave us that Shmuz? The Rebbeinu Shalom himself. Zoch is Yom HaShabbos, Shom is Yom HaShabbos, V'chibadetoy, Oynig Shabbos, all that is our Chosin Shavuos. This is how you treat Shabbos. And then you'll have the Nesham Yisera to connect with Shabbos and tap into Shabbos. And we have that. We hold on to that Nesham Yisera. Big tzaddikim, the Sfarim say, could hold on to the Nesham Yisera throughout the week. If they're really high and they got such a concentration, intensity of that Nesham Yisera, they could hold on to that level to some degree, residually, for the entire week. And then we're on a whole nother madrega. The Svarim say that before the Chet HaEgel, when we got Shabbos, we had Shabbos every day. And the Chet HaEgel pushed us down, we lost it. And then we now get Shabbos once a week. But that Neshami Seira is powerful, and it helps us with everything. Emunah, Bitachon, Simcha Zamitzis, Cheshkas HaTorah, helps us with everything. That's the bracha and the Kedusha Shabbos that's supposed to spill over and be mashpia for the entire week. Good?
Yeah.
It's of Nida, we have just like she has mitzvah to be safe for the Zayin Yomim. So the mitzvah of Zohar Yom Shabbos the whole week is the same thing.
Very nice. So it's a sphere. It's a Gvaldic sphere. Right. Gvaldic. It's like Shiva Nikim, but we only have six in between. But yeah, it's the same idea. All right. Gvaldic, Rabbi Yisai. Shkoyek for listening.